It's 937 WEEI. Rich, Ken, Christian, Arcan, and I feel really bad playing that with our next guest on hold who we're about to pull up here, but it was a tough, tough one last night. Really, I mean, if you're going to lose in spectacular fashion, but we have on with us Sox manager, Chad Tracy. He's brought to you by Shaw's and Star Market, the official supermarket, the Red Sox Radio Network, by Arbella, here for baseball fans, here for good, and by John Sewer and Drain Cleaning, the name to know when your drains don't flow. Chad, that was a tough one, huh, last night?
Yeah, I could have done without the replay.
I didn't, at least having watched it,
I didn't have to hear the commentary on it. But yeah, it was tough.
Yeah, sure. that's you know, and it's interesting too, because it was obviously not expected with a, you know, Aroldis Chapman. You know, he's been just so good outside of the last couple of games, or uncharacteristic, I guess, is the best way to classify how he's been. So, you know, obviously him not being his usual self. What can you tell us about his hamstring injury? And do you think that that could be contributing to as his uncharacteristic performance the last few games?
No. I mean, really uncharacteristic performance. I'd say last one game. Like, don't forget the game at Fenway. He was throwing bullets and looked very locked in. And a pop-up behind the plate that ended up blowing about 40 feet the other direction and dropping foul. And then a fly ball to left that wasn't hit all that hard up in the air and eclipsed the wall. I wouldn't necessarily characterize that as didn't really, you know, wasn't his best performance. If we catch the pop up, we're out of the inning and we're hitting in the bottom of the ninth with a chance to win. So crazy stuff happened that day. And then yesterday, you know, if you guys would have said, hey, you're going to be up two to nothing going into the eighth, and Whitlock and Chapman are going to come in and throw 19 pitches and 18 of them are going to be strikes, I think you'd sign the dotted line on that every single day of the week. So, for whatever reason, they were swinging early and swinging often and able to put some barrels on balls and hit into the opposite field. It happened fast, and it's one of those things that's, when you look back at the end, it's very difficult to explain what you just watched, but you just tip your cap.
Hey, Chad, over the last couple of weeks, what concerns you the most about your team? And then also on the other side, what is giving you confidence that you can turn it around?
Well, I mean, it's, I think the confidence part's easy, right? Like, you watch the pitching that continues to roll out there, like some of the starts we had dating back to the last game at Fenway and Seattle. The start that Jake Pennant gave us last night, he was absolutely tremendous. So, like, just continuing to move into these games and get to the later part of the game, and you're right there with a chance to win. Like, that's encouraging. And knowing, you know, minus a blip last night, that you do have a very strong back end, and Tyron Guerrero's become a part of that equation with Slate and Witt and Chap. That's a really nice thing to have, the way we're throwing the ball. And I think we're just still searching for consistency. You know, we have games. We had two games in Seattle against very good pitching where we were able to score 6 and 5 respectively. And, you know, even if it was one inning, string things together. So just searching for, you know, a string of consistency offensively, because there are still a lot of good things happening.
Chad, last week the Boston Globe reported that Kyle Boddie left the team and that he had been he'd recently left the team to pursue other opportunities in pro baseball. There was talk about sort of a conflict with another job that he had. I was just wondering, from your perspective, how much was he around? How much did you interact with him? And did they come to you and tell you that he wasn't going to be with the team anymore?
I didn't interact with Kyle much. I mean, I was in the minor leagues the last 4 years, right, and Kyle's been here, and it's not like a role. It was more of a consulting role. It wasn't like Kyle was hanging out down in Worcester all the time. I think he was more in the front office, made a lot of friendships in the front office, provided his insight with people up there. And I just told about it, but it wasn't thing. I think it was more of an opportunity for him that conflicted with his responsibilities here, is from what I was told. And he had to go his separate ways to go pursue that. So nothing as far as, like, you know, oh my God, was he very present, like, down in the locker room or in Worcester? Like, no, it was more of a consulting in the front office role.
Chad, speaking to people who have been lurking around the team, there are reports that John Henry has been spending a decent amount of time, I guess more than usual, according to some of the reporters, with the team, sometimes on the road, sometimes at home. Where do you see him? Like, how would you classify his presence around the players this season?
I guess for me, you guys can understand, I can't really comment on, oh, John's around more, because I wasn't here before. So I have no idea how much John's around. I know he's been He's been around Fenway Park a few times. I've gotten to chat with him. He was in New York, and it was, you know, him and Brez and I got to sit there and chat a little bit before the game. That was nice. So there's, you know, if people say he's around more, I'll leave that up to them because I wasn't here before. But I know he's been around a bit and mostly has been in there and just been present and been supportive, and we've had some good conversations. That's all.
What does he talk to you about?
Oh, anything. We just, you know, we talk about, you know, the team, and we talk about baseball, and we talk about Yankee Stadium and Monument Park. It's just nothing. There's nothing excessively there that people think. I think mostly his visibility, and people make a deal out of it. But there's been, you know, nothing more than small talk you might have with people, you know.
Does he seem upset with how the team is performing?
I'm going to stay away from commenting on how John Henry may or may not feel, other than just to say we've had good conversations. That's all.
Okay. Well, I mean, I guess kind of along those lines, but, you know, as far as, you know, you got the trade deadline is a little bit down the road. Yeah. Has ownership or management told you what their ideas might be for the trade deadline, or are you kind of managing in the dark, wondering if, you know, the guys that you're playing might be gone next week?
I don't think I wouldn't classify anything as managing in the dark. I think, you know, when you go out to manage a baseball game, you have a 26-man roster. That's not in the dark. I got 26 guys to go out and manage this game tonight and try to win this game in front of me. Like, as far as what happens at the trade deadline, like, that is at the current moment, like, the furthest thing from my mind when you're managing a baseball game on that night. It's like, here's the players you have. I think nobody's in the dark. I think broadly everybody in the locker room understands, as you move closer to the deadline in July, like, if there isn't a run at some point that gets you closer and makes them think about it, and you're falling the wrong direction, that those things happen in baseball. I think we have veterans in there that understand that, young guys that have learned from veterans that understand that. So nobody feels in the dark. You just feel like we have a job to do tonight, and that's what we have to go do.
Yeah, and Chad, I don't envy you, because this is going to be obviously your first as a major league manager trade deadline, and I can't think of a more stressful. I mean, as far as like when you're a manager, I got to think this is probably one of the most stressful times, where especially when you have players that you know whose names are being banted around in the press. Like, how do you keep the clubhouse from completely checking out when they know they might be traded at the deadline?
I think you just keep encouraging them. Like, even after a game like last night, you touch base with guys and let them know I'm right there with you. And you know, anything you can do, and I think we've done that, is making sure they know that you're in the trenches with them and you're feeling the same things they are. And you just keep pushing them. That's all. And I think our veteran guys have handled that noise well, you know, with their own comments. And I don't think any of them, they answer the questions and they get back to work, you know, and nobody's making that a distraction amongst, you know, what has to happen here on a day-to-day basis. So I think from our standpoint, it's continuing to push. Like, even after a game like last night, like, we have a job to do. We got to come in tomorrow. We got to, you know, get ourselves in order, do our advance work, who we facing, get ready to play the game and try to go out and win a baseball game. Like, that is the focus on a daily basis.
Chad, I know you mentioned earlier the offensive consistency you're looking for. Now that you've had a chance a couple months to be under the hood, like, why has the team struggled beyond, you know, just consistency? Why are you last in runs? What's wrong with the offense?
That's a good question. I think, you know, the answer to that, you know, there isn't a single answer. There's times where, you know, where you look at the early part of the Seattle series and you feel like, man, this was good. There was a lot of quality at bats against really good pitching. I think at times it's been very clear that it has not been a situation of not being able to get people on base, that it was more a case of, man, we're struggling to get a hit with get hits with runners in scoring position. I think at other times it's been, you know, a stretch of three or four innings of we don't string together quality at bats. And then inevitably there's two or three days where it looks really good. So, I wish I could give you a clear answer. Like, it's one specific thing, but like, we've gone through a lot of different things. You know, like I just mentioned, we've gone through injuries. We've lost players. We get guys up to speed, they get here. So, we're battling a lot of things, you know, and onboarding new people at the same time up from AAA. So we're battling a lot of things, and it's not just one thing. It's just striving for, you know, everybody, consistency and the quality on a night to night basis.
Romy Gonzalez might be one of those guys you're onboarding here. I know he's already been with the team, but in terms of with you, I know he's in Worcester tonight and a strong right-handed bat when he's in there. What can you tell me about Romy and his path back to the majors?
Yeah, he's going to DH tonight, which is good. You know, like he had a little hip tightness the other day, so a little scare, like, oh, he's going to be okay, and everything checked out, so he's back to DHing tonight, which means he should be able to accrue some at-bats. Don't have a timetable yet on when he'd be able to get back, but if we can keep him out there for a string of games and at-bats, like I can at least say we're getting closer. And yes, you guys have seen him and know him, and all of our players know him. Very strong, powerful right-handed bat that certainly will help, you know, with the current state of things. And so we got to get him through the rehab first and make sure that everything checks out. He obviously has not played in a while, so make sure that he physically feels good, that he's got enough ABs. And then if we're able to get him, get through all that and get him here healthy, he would be a nice addition to the lineup.
Chad, have you ever been part of a team or an organization that was able to turn things around from a spot this bad? If you were, what did it take to do that?
It's not easy, you know, because I think in your mind, you know, looking at it, like it's going to take it's going to take some type of a stretch to get you started and then a run of consistency, you know, for a period of time. That being said, there'd be other seasons where you'd look at our record and where we're at in the American League right now, and you'd be like, oh my God, they're 15 games out. And because the American League hasn't performed well, like it's not an outrageous thing to think about. Well, way less outrageous to think about right now than it would be in other seasons. So, we're in a day-to-day mindset right now. It has to be that way. Like we have a lot to get squared away, and like it should be about go out there and win today. And then after you do that, you got to go out there and try to win tomorrow and have a winning road trip. Like that's a start, right? So you can't get too far ahead of yourself, but you can at least look at it and say, like, you know, if there was a year to come back from where we're at right now and make something happen, this would be the year to do it just based on what's happening around us.
How's Roman Anthony doing, Chad?
Better, improving. You know, we're still not at full bore swinging, but he's swinging, light bats and fungal bats a little bit more frequently, and experiencing less discomfort. So, we're getting there. But again, guys, like, you know, I keep saying with him, like when there's new, you know, actually news, you know, I'll let people know. For me, news is like when he picks up a real baseball bat and he's able to start swinging, off of machine stuff, that would be news. But we're moving in the right direction more quickly than we were before.
Is the pain audible when he like swings? Is like, ah, does he like, how do you judge?
I don't judge. We're going off of, you know, I don't judge. Like I always say with injuries, you know, and this is like, I'm very careful about, people with injuries and discomfort and pain. Like I say, unless you can jump inside their body and experience what they're feeling, it's very difficult to say anything. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
So we could jump inside his body and swing and go, damn, that hurts. You know, like we don't know. So, but we don't want him playing hurt. I know that.
Yeah.
So, for me, it's, you know, like, let's get him to the point where mentally in his own head, he feels really good about, you know, moving faster. And when he feels that way in his own mind, then we know, all right, we're in a good spot right now because, you know, he believes he can go. So, we have to just wait, you know, and at least we're making better progress, which is good news.
How about injured superstar number two, Garrett Crochet? How's he doing?
Similar. He's also making improvements. They're monitoring strength numbers in his shoulder as they continue to go through this stuff. And then still doing testing on, you know, if anything's provocative. He's definitely improving, but you know, with him especially and the long term that he's going to be here, it's like, we want to make sure that, everything checks out, not only on the numbers with shoulder strength, but that he feels very good, and then he'll resume. So he is moving his arm, throwing plyos, doing some plyo routine stuff just to keep the arm moving. But we're not quite ready to pick up the ball in the glove and go throw do a throwing program just yet.
What's it like managing in front of about 40,000 Scots all singing Seven Nation Army by the White Stripes?
That was pretty cool, actually. I have never personally been to a soccer game in person. I've watched a ton of them on TV, and you can hear the fans in the background. It certainly felt like a soccer game, the way they were chanting and stuff. But and cool, interestingly enough, even the games after that was the one that was advertised, but they were there for most of the week.
Yeah.
There was quite a few of them there, the subsequent games after that, and they were just as loud. So it was a it was a cool, cool week for Fenway and to see them there.
Well, in my opinion, you experienced the best part of the soccer game, the crowd, because the game itself, yeah. At least with me, I end up like catching the one that's like nil-nil. Hey, we.
Yeah.
You know, so I think,
watching mostly defense.
Right. It's all defense.
Yeah.
All right, Chad. Well, listen, as I've been saying lately, I mean, we're obviously hoping the best for you guys. I mean, it helps us as much as it helps you, I think. But listen, I mean, hopefully you guys can go on a run. That would be nice, and good luck on the rest of the series.
Thank you, guys.
All right, thanks, Chad. We appreciate it. Chad Tracy, brought to you by Shaw's and Star Market, the official supermarket of the Red Sox Radio Network, by Arbella, here for baseball fans, here for good, and by John Sewer and Drain Cleaning, the name to know when your drains don't flow. I do not envy a new manager around this time of year. And you know what? And you know what the first thing I thought of, and this is kind of selfish, is when our oldest Chapman, you know, obviously didn't do so hot last night, the first thing I said is, oh, boy, the trade value. That hamstring. By the way,
he had a streak of, was it 29 straight, Arcan, that he closed out until that one last night?
I know.
I believe that was
back
it.
Back to last summer and, like, of all times.
When he was, like, limping around, too, you know, like, even when he didn't look good. But, yeah, that was ugly.
Yeah, the hamstring seems like it's a thing. And, I mean, because you're right. You can like, visually see him limping with that, which is obviously no good when he right now seems to be your biggest ticket item to trade.
Him or Contreras. You might get, by the way, Scotland back here next Monday. There's an outside chance they play Germany in the round of 32 back at Boston Stadium. So you get the Yankees here this weekend. Maybe you'll get the Scots in Sunday for that game.
There we go.
Homestand. Maybe it turns around, Arkin.
Yeah.
Tartan Army
probably
back
not.
Again.
The cones are still on the statues. I won't walk in my
They lost all those games picture. Tartan Army was there for. It's not like they went on some winning streak.
That's a delayed effect, though.
That's right. All right. 617-779-7937. We'll take your calls on Jaylen Brown. We have a few lined up. We will take some more. It is an interesting day, man. What is the future of Jaylen Brown now that Giannis is going to Miami?